Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. We are talking with a quartet of Indianola Boys soccer seniors this afternoon. Jacob Kelberg, Dax Klatt, Mason Sickles, and Cole Burke. Coming into this season, a smaller senior class with a lot of young guys on this team. What were your thoughts coming into this season, knowing that you're going to have to train up a little bit of the young guys?
We knew we had to be leaders. We knew that we had high goals set for the season, and with the younger class, you know, it's going to be kind of challenging to meet those goals.
It's very intimidating when you have a lot of younger guys coming into the high school season, especially since normally the seniors are the more experienced group, so the freshmen had to pick up a lot more from what we had to set examples for.
So it was very exciting knowing that we had a lot of young talent coming in. They came in and they all stepped up in a big way. It was really fun getting to play next to him this year.
I mean, yeah, I would say I was more excited than anything. I mean, and you know, here we're trying to build a culture, build a program, and to see a really high number of freshmen. I mean, I think a record number of freshmen is nothing but exciting. Just chance for the seniors to step up and set some new standards.
Well, throughout the course of the season, face some of the top talent in the entire state. How do you think that's helped you build towards a postseason run?
Yeah, I mean, we really take one of the hardest schedules in 3A, and that only serves to help us later down the season, because just format of high school soccer, I mean, sub-state is where it's at. You got to be playing. You have to have experience against the best competition at the sub-state level.
Yeah, we've played some of the best competition, and that's only helped us in our journey this season. It's obviously the most important that we're playing our best in sub-state, and I think that playing the most difficult teams we have so far is going to help us down the road. So,
playing more difficult teams makes it a lot easier when we play like teams in 3A, because we played a lot of higher 4A teams, and we have more of that experience rather than going into 3A and being matched with 3A. We come in with more of a little bit of an edge, just because 3A tends to give you a little bit more reaction time rather than that high press that the 4A has.
You know, coming out of the gates, the number one team in 3A, Lewis Central, I really set the standards for what the season was going to be like. You know, it was going to be a hard-fought battle all season. I think we've dealt with it all right, I guess.
Looking ahead, how do you feel like the team is positioned? What do you want to work on over the next couple of weeks before postseason begins? And time is dwindling here on your seniors' time within Indianola Boys Soccer.
Yeah, I'd like to see some more people get healthy. I mean, we've had quite a few injuries over the season. So if we can just get just a few more guys healthy, I think we'll be looking pretty good heading into postseason.
I like to see some more goals. Indianola has not been very well with scoring goals, but this year we have a few more goals than last year, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I'm excited to see our injured players slowly coming back in. I mean, we just got Aiden Keller back in, and we got two more starters coming back, so that should be really good for us.
Again, talking with the quartet of Indianola Boys soccer seniors, reverse order, Cole Burke, Mason Sickles, Dax Klatt, and Jacob Kelberg. Favorite memories you want to pass along from your time with Indianola Boys soccer as you start to reflect on your high school career?
I don't know, freshman, sophomore year when we were playing this finishing game and this guy got a little out of hand celebrating and lost us that game.
I like that how many freshmen are coming. Like, the program is really growing since we started as a freshman. As freshmen, we didn't even, like, really have a JV team, and now we're getting ready to have, like, another JV team.
It's just been really fun playing with the guys that I've got to play with, all of us growing as players together and also just friends. And it's just been a great time over these past 4 years, and I hope the people behind me can keep the legacy alive.
Yeah, it's been really fun. You know, we were the first class that Heath came in with his first year, our freshman year, just to start to build a culture around Indianola soccer. And yeah, go get some more. Yeah, like Dax said, we're peaking at the right time and very excited for postseason, getting some guys back. We're going to get some momentum, and we're going to be good.
What are your guys' plans for post-high school graduation coming up very soon? What's the plan for over the summer and then continuing education or entering the workforce?
Yeah, well, this summer I'm going to work as a lifeguard, and then I'm going to the University of Notre Dame for history.
So I'm going to Coe College this summer. I'm just going to work with my dad a little bit to make some money, and then I'm going to Coe to major in biology and also wrestle.
I'm going to the University of Northern Iowa for accounting, and that's it.
Yeah, I plan to work construction a little bit over the summer and then go to DMAC for business.
Again, that was the Indianola Boys Soccer Quartet of Seniors, class of 2024, joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS.